Okay, welcome to Ministry for Emotional Mastery.
Let's get started.
Vanilla wanted to be rich. Who wanted to be rich?
Vanilla.
Vanilla wanted to be rich.
Who was Vanilla?
Well, Vanilla was a beautiful, intelligent woman.
What kind of woman was Vanilla?
She was a beautiful, intelligent woman.
And what did she want?
What did she want?
She wanted to be rich.
She said, "Show me the money."
What did she say?
She said, "Show me the money."
Who wanted
a lot of money? Vanilla.
Vanilla
wanted a lot of money.
She was beautiful.
She was intelligent.
But
unfortunately,
she was poor.
So Vanilla went to Las Vegas.
She went to Las Vegas
to get rich.
Where did she go?
Las Vegas.
Why did she go to Las Vegas?
To get rich. Of course, she went to Las Vegas to get rich.
Who
went to Las Vegas to get rich?
Vanilla.
Vanilla went to Las Vegas to get rich.
She walked into
Caesar's Palace.
Where did she go?
Caesar's Palace.
She walked into Caesar's Palace.
Did she run into Caesar's Palace?
Or she walked into Caesar's Palace?
She walked calmly
into Caesar's Palace.
What is Caesar's Palace?
It's a casino.
Caesar's Palace is a casino.
Did Vanilla go
to a casino
in Japan?
No.
She didn't go to casino in Japan.
She went to casino in Las Vegas.
What was the casino's name?
Caesar's Palace.
The casino's name was Caesar's Palace.
And where was it?
Las Vegas.
It was in Las Vegas.
She walked into Caesar's Palace
with a big grin in her face.
Was Vanilla happy?
Or sad?
She was happy.
She had a big grin on her face.
A big, huge smile.
Was she grinning?
Or was she frowning?
She was grinning.
She had a big smile on her face.
She was grinning.
Who was grinning?
Vanilla.
Vanilla was grinning.
When was she grinning?
When she walked into Caesar's Palace.
When she walked into Caesar's Palace,
she was grinning.
Why?
Well, because
she thought she was going to become rich. She was grinning because she thought she was going to become rich. In fact, she knew she was grinning to become rich.
Why was she grinning?
Because she knew she was going to become rich. She walked to the blackjack table. Which table did she walk to? The blackjack table. She walked to blackjack table.
Did she walk to the poker table?
Did she walk to the poker table?
No.
Not the poker table. She walked to the blackjack table.
Who walked to the blackjack table?
Vanilla. Vanilla walked to the blackjack table. What was she doing when she walked to the blackjack table?
She was grinning.
Of course, she was grinning when she walked to the blackjack table. She took out
money
from her pocket.
How much money
did she take out of her pocket?
$6,000.
She took $6,000 out of her pocket. Where did she take it out of?
Out of her pocket.
She took $6,000 out of her pocket.
Whose pocket?
Vanilla. Vanilla's pocket.
Of course, her own pocket.
She took $6,000 out of her own pocket.
She put the money
on the table. She bet all of the money
on the first game.
How much money did she bet?
Well,
all of it, all $6,000. She bet all $6,000.
And did she win or did she lose?
Well,
Vanilla lost.
Vanilla lost all her money.
She was really, really poor.
She cried.
Oh no, I lost my money.
What about Warren Buffett?
Who's Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett is the richest man in the world.
Does Warren Buffett play blackjack?
No.
Warren Buffett does not play blackjack.
What does he do?
He buys
stocks.
He buys what?
He buys
stocks.
Stocks are part of company,
like a piece of a company.
So Warren Buffett
buys stocks.
He goes to New York
and he buys stocks.
So Warren Buffett
went to New York
at the same time
that Vanilla went to Las Vegas.
When Vanilla was in Las Vegas,
where was Warren Buffett?
New York.
He was in New York when Warren Buffett was in New York.
When Vanilla was in Las Vegas.
Did Warren Buffett lose money in New York or make money?
He made money. He made $60 billion.
How much money did Warren Buffett make?
He made $60 billion.
How much did Vanilla make?
Zero.
He made no money.
In fact, she lost money.
Vanilla lost $6,000.
Warren Buffett made $60 billion. Did Vanilla grin?
Well, no,
first she cried.
But then
she changed her physiology.
She pulled her
back her shoulder.
She
put her chin up.
And she grinned.
She said, I will become rich.
Did
Warren Buffett grin after
he made $60
billion?
No,
he didn't grin. He frowned. Warren Buffett always frowned.
Who frowned?
Warren Buffett frowned.
And who
grinned?
Well,
Vanilla grinned.
He cried
and she grinned.
Next,
Vanilla went to Alaska.
Why did she go to Alaska?
She went to Alaska
to dig for gold.
What did she want to do?
She wanted
to dig for gold.
Who
wanted to dig for gold?
Vanilla.
Vanilla wanted to dig for gold.
So
she got a shovel
and
she started digging.
Every day
she dug for gold.
5 days.
10 days.
10 days.
Digging for gold.
Digging for gold.
After 60 days,
her back hurt.
Why did Vanilla's back hurt?
Because
she has bad posture, of course.
Vanilla had bad posture
while she was digging.
Did she have good posture
or did she have bad posture?
Vanilla
had bad posture
while
she was digging.
What
kind of posture
did Vanilla have?
Bad.
She had bad posture.
Was her back straight
or was it bent?
It was bent.
Her back was bent.
She had bad posture
while
she was digging for gold.
Where
did she have
bad posture?
Well, in Alaska.
She had bad posture
in Alaska
while
she was digging
for gold.
When
did she have bad posture?
While
she was digging
for gold.
After 90
days,
Vanilla's
back hurt,
and
she had no money.
She started to cry.
My back hurt,
and have no money.
Did she cry?
Did she
feel bad?
Was she depressed?
Yes.
Vanilla
was
depressed.
How did she feel?
Depressed.
Was
she
super
sad?
Yes.
She was
depressed.
Why
was
Vanilla
depressed?
Because
her back hurt.
And
she had no
money.
But then Vanilla changed.
She changed
her posture
again.
She smiled.
She brought her
shoulders back.
She breathed
deeply.
She said,
I will become
rich.
So she went to Singapore.
Where
did Vanilla go next?
Singapore.
That's right. Of course, Singapore.
She went to Singapore.
Why did she go to Singapore?
Well,
it's obvious she went to Singapore to start a chili business.
What kind of business
did she start?
A chili business.
A chili business.
Not a cold business.
Chili.
C-H-I-L-I.
Little pepper that you eat.
Very spicy.
She started a chili business.
Okay, so
she grew chilies in her apartment.
She grew chili,
hot chilies, in her apartment. And she sold them to restaurants.
So she grew broccoli
in her apartment and she sold them to restaurants. Not broccoli.
Chilies.
Not broccoli. Chilies. She grew chilies in her apartment and she sold them to restaurants.
What
did she sell?
Chilies,
hot chilies.
She sold hot chilies to restaurants.
In which city?
Singapore.
In Singapore.
She sold hot chilies to restaurants.
Where did she grow chilies?
She grew them in her apartment.
She grew them in her apartment.
Then she sold them
to restaurant.
What did she sell to restaurant?
Hot chilies.
She sold hot chilies to restaurant.
So,
what did Vanilla want?
Vanilla wanted to be rich.
Where did she go first?
Las Vegas.
She first went to Las Vegas.
She played blackjack.
She lost all her money.
Where did she go next?
Alaska.
She went to Alaska.
She dug for diamonds.
And
she got a bad, painful bite.
No.
She dug for diamonds.
She dug for gold.
She went to Alaska.
She dug for gold.
But her posture was bad.
So her back hurt.
No money.
And a painful back.
And finally,
she went to Singapore.
She grew hot chili in her apartment and sold them to restaurants.
And she made
$28 billion.
She became
queen of hot chilies.
The Asian queen of hot chilies.
Vanilla became super rich.
She got the money.
Did Vanilla become super rich?
Oh yes, she did.
How much money did she make?
$26 billion?
Oh no.
$27 billion?
No.
$28 billion.
Vanilla made
$28 billion.
She was beautiful.
She was intelligent.
And finally,
she was super rich.
Okay,
that's the end of the mini story
for emotional mastery.
How about you?
Was your posture good
during
this lesson?
Were you smiling
while you listened?
Were you breathing deeply
while you listened?
Were you moving
your body
as you listened
to the story?
I I hope so. You should. If not, it's okay. But next time, be sure. A strong posture. Deep breathing. Big grin. And moving your body as listening to the story. And one more thing you can do. If you are at home, if you can be loud, you can listen to the story and shout the answer. So if I say, what was her name? You shout. You can do this in the train, in the bus too, if you want to. In San Francisco, we have a lot of crazy people. So if you do something like this, nobody cares. So you can do that too. If you feel strange about shouting in public, maybe do at home. If you listen at home, you can stand up, move your body, and shout the answer. Loud, a strong posture. Don't be shy about speaking English. Teach yourself to be strong when you speak English. And remember, posture, breathing, big smile, big grin, and move your body as you listen to every lesson. Okay, I will see you next time. Bye bye.